This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I don't know if anybody listens to the ads, and I really hope they do on Joy, sponsor announcements and the like, community service announcements. We just had one for those playing at home. It was for the Glow Show podcast, which is a podcast exclusive to Joy 94.9, but available on the iTunes store as well and via our own website. It stars, Gabrielle Tyack, leading senior constable. I've simply never said it right.
No, you haven't.
Leading senior constable, Gabby Tyack from Victoria Police. And she's in the studio. Welcome, Gabby.
Well, I don't know whether I want to be here because, Deno just laughed when you said the star.
I don't know. It just seems an odd... I suppose you can be a star of a podcast, can't you?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I just embarrassed myself in front of your colleagues, probably your boss, by asking you when he came out of the studio, is that a police person?
Yes,
and
you did.
And, of course, he was inspector.
In fact, the inspector.
He was an inspector.
Yes.
He's on one of our podcasts.
Yes.
And a very well-known and well-respected gay man who's part of Victoria Police.
Probably should move away from my criminology degree. I'm wasting my time because I'll never get a job in the cops.
Never get a job in the force.
You should actually be able to pick us.
Yeah.
I've had the great pleasure of working with Gabby on the Glow Show podcast, which has been fun, and we did record one today. And, Gabby, how often are they coming out and how are they performing?
Well, they're going really well. I think we drop them. Is that the term? They're dropped.
Yes, we drop them.
We drop them once a week. So the Glow Show podcast is dropped once per week.
Yeah, you're
dropped. Think it's perhaps on a Friday, and you can listen to all of them. We've been going for maybe 3 months, perhaps 4 months. I'm not sure.
It's such a great team effort because some of the various presenters from Joy help. Host the podcast for you, and then we've got a great team of podcasters, and our production manager Jace is in there, and they work. I mean, it all seems to come together, and they're actually as a suite of information. They're really interesting.
They make it sound really intelligent, which is sometimes a bit of work.
You get some of the big brass in here,
but we do. But I did notice that the biggest amount of downloads and people listening to the podcast was the most. Previous month, so last month, mm-hmm. and that was the month that I wasn't included in the podcast.
Oh, there's a hint. Oh, okay. Not actually the star.
Whoopsie.
No.
Yes.
Now, what sort of subjects do you cover?
Well, I'll tell you what's coming up in the next month. We've interviewed Inspector Mark Keane, the inspector who you just looked at and went, he's from prosecutions, and he did a podcast with us and Paul Anthony in 2009. So
he's a mistake. He was wearing a comedy tie, so it's not like...
He was. Yeah, he thought he was too. At the races.
Yeah.
So Mark Keane, so he's talking about the changes within Victoria Police and how police interact with the LGBTI community, how that's changed from the last time we interviewed him in 2009, which we thought there had been a large amount of changes then, some really significant ones. But since then, all the changes that have happened with law changes and even the marriage equality vote, which is the result, is announced next week. So that's a really interesting interview. Well, I think it is.
Now, I wanted to ask, if I could segue over to that, about the marriage equality vote announcement, which is next Wednesday the 15th in Melbourne. I know that there's an event up in... at outside Trades Hall. I'm not sure if that's an official and sanctioned event. But how's Victoria Police planning to keep the community safe on the day?
Well, we're planning for two different outcomes. So we're planning for a...
massive party.
A decent party where people... a lot of the community are celebrating.
Yeah.
But also if it's a no result, there'll be a lot of people that won't be very happy. Mm. And we've got to... make sure that we're ready for both events.
Well, either way, there's going to be people that are not very happy and there are
that's
people
true.
That are happy.
So
that's
true.
Right. If the yes crowd win, there might be a lot of...
But I'm not aware of any no people who are having an event. They may be. I'm sure they probably are, but I'm not aware. I'm not working anything to do with that. So as the Glow, I work the yes events.
So how does Victoria Police as an organisation know? So if somebody's having an event like that, like that's at Tradesville, I'm not sure if they're organising it. How do you get informed and how do you guess how many people you need to supply?
Well, it's very interesting. We have in Melbourne a divisional planning unit. So they look after events.
That's a DPU, mate.
It is. Very good.
Thank you.
And so they are usually informed of what's happening, and then they plan how many police they put on to work the event to make sure that the community's safe.
It's like catering a massive wedding.
Totally. Like, you don't know how many waiters do we need?
How many profiteroles are we going to need?
Yeah, and how many... How do you know how many people are going to attend, and do you need to close down roads to make sure everyone's safe? Because a lot of time people want to march.
Oh, and I just think, particularly in this current climate, anything, all the closed roads in the world would be good.
Yeah.
If I could put my hat in that ring.
So you sort of need experience to do that job.
Oh, yes.
Probably party planning experience as well.
It would help.
Running a party.
It would help. And then we have the state planning unit, so state management. I've lost the name, the correct terminology for that, but that's for much bigger events.
Just say three letters and we'll all go, oh, okay. It's the SPY.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not very good at those, unfortunately. Right. But so they're looking after this event. So there's an event at the State Library, is what we tend to do with the marriage equality, with the rallies. They've always been held there, so they're holding one there on Wednesday.
It's just like the gays to have a divided party, wouldn't it?
Of course.
Like, can't we just have one party? Why aren't we having it at Fed Square? Is that not the known...
I don't know. Because
that's where the big screens are.
I think it's just because that's where they've always had the rallies. So they're just continuing that and hoping that's good luck, perhaps.
In all seriousness, if we're at one of the rallies, if we're at, say the result doesn't go the way that we all would like it to go, is there some advice from Victoria Police about, like, if something happens, what's the best thing to do? I mean, I have a well-known and vocalised fear of public events and spaces. And I'm always very hyper-vigilant about how do I get out of this situation if something goes wrong. What's the best thing to... Like, you watch things from America and it's like, I mean, obviously we're not going to have any mass shootings, thank God. But what is the best thing to do if stuff gets weird?
Well, there'll be police all around the event. So we have a number of police working that event, and I think perhaps 30 or 40 police at least will be there. There'll be a number of GLOWs there. I'll be there. And so the GLOWs will be within the crowd talking to the community. If there's any unrest, we're there to be able to be reached out to and contacted and spoken to. And we'll be assisting all the other police that are around the event. If we see anything, or if any of the organisers are aware of anything, they can go to us, and then we can forward that information to the command post, which will be in charge of the event. So,
Random. You're there and you know what's happening.
There'll be a lot of police there. So if you see anything that's worrying you and you are at the event, all you need to do is grab one of us and just say, hey, I'm a little bit concerned about this. Or if the result is something that makes people distressed, then I'm sure the people who are organising the event will be talking and telling the crowd, okay, well, this is the plan of action of how we proceed.
Yeah. I'm not worried. I think it's going to be a great day. I think it's going to be a happy result. I'm going to call it right now. That's a yes. Hmm. What do you got?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I hope so. Because it would make the event a lot easier for the police to work.
It's not all about the police, love. And well, you're engaged. You're hoping for a yes.
Yeah.
You got a Beyonce.
For my personal.
I wish I could play Beyonce right now.
Now, Barbara from Castlemaine has just said that the announcement at the State Library and party is at Trades Hall starting at 4. So get yourself off work.
The morning event and then there's the afternoon event.
The announcement is
4. Okay.
No, the announcement's at just after 10, I believe.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Which is why the event's being held at State Library.
Right.
And then Trades Hall.
There's supposed to be a party
at 4.
At Trades Hall.
At 4. Who can get off work for that?
Oh, I think people will, mate.
I think
there'll
will.
Be some celebrations.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dan and Mason, and we are driving you home until 6:30. We're in the studio live with Gabby Tyack from Victoria Police. Gabby, I have a question without notice. I notice on the television when cops speak, when police officers of law, when the thin blue line is requested to speak, there is a certain way of presenting your voice that you don't share with them. You don't talk like a cop, is what I'm saying.
That's taken years of training.
To get out of it. But were you trained in it?
Yeah, I think it's because of the way we take statements from people.
Yeah, there is the formal language,
isn't
it?
Yeah, and the way we talk when we're on air, on the radio, communicating with communications.
Mm-hmm.
So we all work together. So it's like when you see news commentators, they all seem to have the same intonations on words. So we all talk very similar.
Hmm.
And so when I see police on TV being spoken to about a particular crime, I go, oh, that's a little bit too coppy.
Too coppish.
Copy.
Well, in honour of that, Dana and I are now going to do the entire traffic bulletin in cop voice.
Okay, go.
in.
I'll start with the Metro trains have announced that on or around 4:30pm on or about Thursday, November the 9th, there was delays, notifications of delay to the Cranbourne, Frankston, Lilydale and Pakenham lines. Also, Victoria Police are sad to report that the you will realise that the Sunbury line also has minor delays. We're happy to report there's a good service across much of the rest of the network. Over to you, Dano.
Mason, just reporting in that Eastern Freeway is reportedly outbound 23 minutes approximately from Hoddle Street to Springvale Road. EastLink is reportedly 28 minutes, Frankston Freeway to Springvale Road. Monash Freeway is in trouble. There's been a reported incident near Heatherton Road. There's been a rolled car. The perpetrator has not been identified at this point, but we are hoping to identify the perpetrator shortly.
Absolutely.
So there's quite a delay on the outbound Monash Freeway. Avoid at all costs if you could. You will be breathalysed shortly. Princess Freeway outbound, 16 minutes is the report from Western Ring Road to Duncan's Road. And Yatala Marine Freeway, is reportedly and allegedly outbound. Very good run between Western Ring Road and the Melbourne Airport. Westgate Freeway outbound, allegedly 15 minutes. I can't confirm or deny.
Do you think you've overused the term allegedly?
Well, they do, don't they? You can't say anything.
You've got to say
alleged
on or around just to get in the...
It's on or around...
on or around the Tullamarine Freeway at or about 5 kilometres from the centre of the city.
Yes.
How we go, Gabby Tayak?
Scarily accurate.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've just got to take...
Better than me, actually.
You've got to take emotion out of it.
That's right.
You've got to make it sound like you don't care, but you care a little bit.
Well, my cop skills, because I've been aglow for so long and I'm not out on the road responding to crime and trying to apprehend offenders who have decamped from the scene, they've got a little bit rusty. So I think I probably used to talk like that.
I hope this comes up in your annual review. My cop skills have got a little bit rusty. Sorry to report.
I did see a presentation by an ex-fire chief, New South Wales, not going to name him, and his pants fell down during his talk.
That's just what we do.
What fire chief in the world doesn't wear braces?
Have you ever seen that? He must have handed his braces in.
But big red braces.
He was so nonplussed and so not shocked at all. Yeah. He just picked them up and...
On you go. Well, what else are you going to do?
Joy 94.9.
We were just talking about your holiday to Cornwall. Lovely. Yeah,
love the Cornish
pasties. The Tyaks are from...
The Tyaks from a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Many, many generations ago.
Yep.
Started in Cornwall.
Fascinating.
Before they stole the loaf of bread and...
I was going to say, none of them left because they're all over here.
I don't know about that.
Mm. Well, you're too young to get on to genealogy.com. Hey, this is... We, of course, got speaking with Gabby Tayak in the studio. She's from Victoria Police. She's also Victoria's only full-time committed GLOW.
It's true.
You don't call them gay lesbian liaison officers anymore. You call them LGBTI...
liaison officers. But we still go by the name of GLOW.
Is it because of the stick that you carry in your pocket?
GLOW sticks. See? Both made the same gag on the same day, separate to each other.
Well, they'll have to wait until the podcast is released for that gag.
Gag is a...
Now, Gabby,
this just
flipped up on my screen and you gave the thumbs up. It's about former commissioner of police, Ken Lay, who's been appointed as Victoria's lieutenant governor, which means, from what I can tell here, he'll be a stand-in for the current governor, Linda Dessau, if she's unable to fulfil her duties. Does that mean he's like a backup? Or
yeah.
Can we get a ruling on lieutenant, lieutenant?
I think it's lieutenant.
What did I say?
Lieutenant. I think that's American.
Is it? Yeah, I think it is.
Lieutenant.
Been watching too many American TV shows. Yes.
With your weird Scottish accent.
Yes, that's right.
Carry on. So, yes.
So he's a stand-in in case she... Oh, that's fascinating. I didn't know we had a stand-in for the governor.
And Ken Lay was a very good friend of the GLOWs. He was on the GLOW show many times with Paul Anthony and myself and Scott Davis. Many years ago.
Who knew?
You've had a slew of good commissioner.
We have.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Victoria gives good commissioner, I think.
Jeez.
Starting with Christine Nixon, she was the first one when I started. She was the commissioner when I joined Victoria Police.
They talk about her as being a culture changer. Like she really changed the culture.
She absolutely did.
She abolished the wall. The wall. They brought it back. Yeah, so we were talking about this in the podcast today, that there's a test of physical strength and endurance, which the police officers in the academy have to climb up and over this,
like,
tall wall.
Tough mudder.
Like tough.
I'm doing tough mudder soon.
You'll be fine.
Well, you'll be fine. And I said, well, you know, it's not so much a problem in Australia, but in America there's a lot of fat cops. And I was saying, well, you know, how do we insure against that in Australia? But there's ongoing series of physical tests. But Christine Nixon famously banned the wall, and I reckon it's because she ran up to it and went, nah.
Well, she didn't need to climb the wall. She was the chief commissioner. No, we would climb the wall.
She smashed ceilings. She doesn't need to climb a wall.
But, yeah, well, yeah. It allowed
but
more
presumably
people.
She did the wall because she got in at some stage.
Well, she would, yes. Because back in the day that she joined and back in the day that I joined, there was the wall.
I'm going to have to see photos of Christine Nixon fresh out of the academy climbing the wall to believe that.
But it did. It opened up a lot more opportunities for different types of people.
Hmm.
We still want big, strong male police officers, but we want all different kinds of police officers. There are
big,
different
strong
skills.
Lady ones like
yeah,
yourself.
Exactly.
Here's a good story. I was typing to my friend on my handheld device.
Yes.
And I, you know, where it's got the emojicons.
Yes.
And I was trying to write Pope because, well, I was referring to the Pope. And I typed P-O-P and a police officer came up and I typed O, and because I'd accidentally written Popo, and the policeman emoji comes up.
Oh, how cute.
So if you type Popo, cop comes up.
Popo.
And then I said to Gabby, Popo, and she said, no, don't use that term.
We don't use that here. I mean, I don't know whether the younger generations do, but certainly I never have heard it.
What's your best euphemism for cop?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Can't think of one off the top of my head. Fuzz.
You stole that from me.
The fuzz?
Yeah, you read my mind and you stole that from me.
You've got to have another one. You've been yelled at a lot of times.
Well, pig is the obvious one, isn't it?
It's not a nice word.
I don't like that one.
No, I don't
fuzz
like
is all
it.
Right.
Fuzz, the fuzz.
There's some rude ones that I can't say on here.
I wonder where the fuzz comes from.
That's another American one, isn't
the
it?
Fuzz.
And I don't know what it means.
Do they used to have a fuzzy hat, maybe?
I'm going to have a look at
but
where that
speaking
came from.
Of Americans and speaking of emoticons and emojis.
Yeah.
Why, if you wanted the little poo emoji.
I know what you're going
to
say.
Do you need to type poop?
Poop. I know, because I've typed the S word, caca, the whole, all of them, and then I accidentally found that. It is a poop.
Hmm. See, I'm
Did you
so,
know that?
See, I'm so behind.
You don't
that
emoji.
I actually just flick through trying to find my emojis.
No, you've got to go with predictive emoji.
I didn't realise you could predictive emoji.
Well, some of the little faces with their facial expressions, I have no idea what they mean.
Until you accidentally type it.
Yeah, and then you randomly type some word and you go, oh, that's what that
Loser.
Is.
Loser.
See,
that's
I just use the same ones over and over again, and they consist of the laughing one and the... rolling eyes to heaven.
Oh, do you don't do laughing scream, that guy?
No, I haven't done that guy. But, yeah, rolling the VIs, I do that all the time. And shoulder shrug.
I just sign off with the guy with the glasses and the buck teeth because
yes,
it looks exactly
I do too. That's
I thought it was you.
Yeah, that's right.
Model
Gabby,
model.
We've got to let you go. You've got other duties in Victoria Police. Good luck for next Wednesday. If you're out there and you see Gabby Glow, I don't think it's inappropriate to give her a human police hug.
Maybe
hands
ask.
Off the gun. Above the waist, obviously.
Ask first, probably.
Ask first.
Yeah, because I'll have some people around me. They may not appreciate it.
Give a little smile then.
Yeah, and the secret wink and then the hug.
Or just a wave.
Well,
I'll be the one wearing the rainbow police patch.
If you haven't seen Gabby Glow, and why the hell haven't you, you can go to her. That is your public Facebook page, isn't it?
Yes.
Gabby Glow, G-L-L-O.
Yes.
You can see her waving her glow sticks around. Gosh, look at that. It's come up to 10 to 5. Gabby, thanks for coming in. If I wanted to have a look at your listen to your podcast, where do I go?
We'll go to joy94.9, joy.org.au/theglowshow.
Double L.
Or go to your favourite podcast subscriber thingy.
Or straight to iTunes, perhaps.
Yeah, and The Glow Show.
Fantastic.
We've got many podcasts there and many more to be dropped.
Yes, we're going to drop a couple this week. Can't say it, except in Nana voice. Fantastic.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.